The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We started out at Deca Smash, free beer, hot wings, Steve and Kelly Maitland here too. Now we're down to Penta Smash. It has been cut in half. Songs already taken out of the song soup from the 80s. Sweet Child of Mine. Guns N' Roses. Karma Chameleon. Culture Club. Take My Breath Away. Berlin. Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. Not Rick Isley. And Girls Just Want to Have Fun. By that lady. Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper.
Drawing a blank on that one. All right, Steve. You played Penta Smash and a song that at least Hot Wings and I, Kelly, had you heard it in there? Or maybe you didn't notice it the last time.
I hear one that I was singing, lip syncing earlier, and is it a female singer?
Nope.
Oh, no. See, I hear
no, this
different.
One is like the first notes of it are so obvious now, and I didn't hear it the first five times we did it. Here it is, Penta Smash.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now I got another one.
Yeah, Hot Wings was
doing
playing
the
keyboard, and all of a sudden I went, what does that match? Whoa, look at that.
Yeah,
that
we got a, couple of them in there now.
All right, let's see.
Number six. And then five, and then two.
Lexi in Green Bay. Lexi, you've been waiting patiently. Thanks for doing that. Give us one of those songs for Penta Smash.
Oh, goodness. Oh, if I can, I was going to have Girls Just Want to Have Fun, but do I hear Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush?
Nope.
Oh! Lexi, I'm sorry. All right, let's try Four. Mike in Albany. Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, you Mike. Got one?
I got Call My Name by Cheryl.
No, you don't.
No, you do not. No.
Oh, sorry, Mike. I am, again, floored.
Dustin in West Michigan. Dustin, give us one of the five.
Oh, we lost him. Seven.
Oh, man.
Brian of West Michigan. Brian, please do. Hello, Brian.
I heard Just Like a Prayer by Madonna.
I'll
judges? Give it to you. Yeah, it's Like a Prayer.
Okay. Well done, Brian.
Life is a mystery.
I've seen some videos that are resurfacing of her when she's starting out her career and being really risky. And she's being told at certain venues, like, hey, don't be too provocative or we will stop the show.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it was definitely a different time.
Yep, and she's like, I'm going to do it anyway. And all the people who are in charge, which are mainly like older men, are like, she's saying she's going to do it anyway. What do we do?
And it was like, we didn't expect that.
Yeah. Well, now she's grabbing her crotch on stage. What do we do?
It's crazy to look back at some of that like pop culture censorship.
Oh, yeah.
Like comedians that went to jail for saying dirty words.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, well,
unbelievable.
Hell, back then, like the most taboo, crazy thing in the world was Two Live Crew. And now,
oh,
I mean,
me so horny, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They had a few. I mean, they were. And now you've got people like Megan Thee Stallion that that make Two Live Crew look like Barney.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but
I mean,
it's just
really dirty Barney.
Yeah. I mean, Two Live Crew wasn't going to go to the top of the charts, put it that way.
No. All right. Quad Smash. We're down to four. Steve, can you play it for us?
Quad Smash.
nobody said that one yet.
Okay.
No.
Man, this is like a Reese's peanut butter cup. Two great tastes great together.
Jason in New York. Hi, Jason.
Good morning.
Can you give us one for Quad Smash?
Van Halen Running with the Devil?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. God. You're so close, Jason.
God, what is wrong with
I almost
you?
Hit play.
Jesus.
So close, but so stupid.
Let's go to Illinois with Fred. Fred, give us one.
Yeah, that's going to be Wham! Wake Me Up Before You Go Go.
Yeah,
that's the one that I kept hearing. Well done, Fred.
Another one that I can't hear this song without thinking of
Dumber Than the Show.
Well, no. Oh. Well, yes, that. But Zoolander, when they're in the car and they're throwing around the gasoline.
I think we're going to watch that tonight.
And then they all blow up. But they're drinking their slushies. It's really cute.
After that and after shaving balls.
I go out in the... Oh, boy. Down to Try Smash. Try as you may. Here we go. Try Smash. Three songs left. It's going to be so easy now.
Should be.
I don't know. I can't hear anything.
No.
I can only hear one. Oh, no, I got two.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, the Give Us a Song.
Good morning,
man.
Everybody.
What do you got for us?
How you guys doing? I have Van Halen Jump.
Yeah.
That's this correct. Is a fact.
I was really happy Jason got that one wrong.
I think you were.
Yeah, running with it.
Well done, Dan. Hold on.
Pretty good cover band.
I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it tough.
Yeah, and I keep seeing TikToks recently about when Van Halen nearly got back together with David Lee Roth and they went to the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it last week after the MTV Music Video Awards where they were like, we can do this. We can get back together. And then one moment on stage with him doing his Dave stuff. And they were like,
yeah, he's like, tonight's all about me. And yeah, you could see Eddie just like the soul sucking out of
like,
him.
Like all of his biggest fears of getting back together with him were like, nope, this is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I remember years ago, 20 years ago, we interviewed Sammy Hagar when they went out with both of them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Van Halen. David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar went out together. Yeah. And so we're kind of, you know, we're still pretty new. And we had never talked to Sammy before, who ended up being super awesome every time.
Great. He's the best.
And so we go, so how do you think it's going to go? And he goes, just ask what you want to ask. I go, do you think you and Dave can get along? And he goes, no, Dave sucks.
No, Dave's a clown. He's a clown.
He can sing my songs and I can sing his. But he said it in a way that seemed like it was so true and not arrogant.
No, it was true. We all knew it was true. Dave's a clown.
Yeah. He's like, I just try to keep him out of my dressing room.
I mean, it was a very,
you don't
a very
have to
entertaining
do this, man.
Front man.
You don't have to do it.
Yeah. Well,
they didn't do the whole thing.
They made great money.
Yep.
And they had just, you know, different tour buses, different rooms. And they don't have to hang out.
We interviewed Dave too. Dave doesn't get as into the granular stuff as Sammy would. Sammy will have, Dave's just a series of sound bites.
Yeah, Dave's a cartoon character.
But they were they both were enjoying the competitiveness against each other. Like, he goes out there and puts on a good show. I'm going to go out there and put on a better show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was it that was playing with Kiss that we interviewed? Was it Arrows? No.
No, where they called it Cartoon Rock.
Oh, it was Ted Nugent.
It was Ted Nugent.
He was doing an interview with us.
Yeah.
And he was opening for Kiss, and we were giving away tickets, and we said, what's it like performing with Kiss? Well, if you want to come see a rock and roll show, you can, and then stay for Cartoon Rock after. And we were like, oh, my God! Yeah, but obviously, Ted has a history of saying things that he doesn't really care about what people think.
No.
But, man, did we laugh like idiots.
Very funny, though.
All right, we're down to... Buy smash?
Buy smash.
Okay, this is going to be easy.
Got to turn that back up there, Charlie.
I don't know. I don't hear it. Okay, I got both of them now.
Elizabeth.
Really punches through.
Just in case.
Hey.
Can you do both of them?
I can do all of them, but I'm not gonna. But okay. Africa by Toto.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one more.
And then is it Every Breath You Take by Sting?
By the Police.
But we're gonna give it to you. Well done. You get two lucky idiot accounts. One for you and
yay.
Yeah,
one for your secret identity. Well done. Okay, which song do you want to play more? Africa or Every Breath You Take?
Every Breath You
Take.
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay.
Tired of Toto.
I'll be watching you. Every single day.
This is good, but P. Diddy's version is better.
I do like Diddy's version so much. That's the first time I heard that was Diddy's original version. I'll be watching you.
Looking back at that, pull up that video.
Oh, yeah.
It's him just dancing for like 6 minutes before the song even starts. So bad.
This text that just came in. The good old days. Back when you guys used to have someone on the radio show anybody gave a damn about. From someone who's in an area where they've only been airing the show for about 5 years. Who so they started listening well after Ted Nugent. But yeah. We used to have guests on.
Yeah.
Now we don't because I don't really enjoy it.
It was more frequent. I mean, sometimes good ones come up. It's fun sometimes.
Yeah. But now we're in the mailing it in stage. Just ask the internet.
Yeah.
It's easy.